we even begin? Son of a bitch.
Went in the cupboard.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast with your hosts, Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
I don't know why I was confused about that, but I totally was.
Because all of your brain went out your ass just a moment ago.
With special guest, my fart.
We need a drink.
I agree.
All right.
James, what are we drinking?
We are drinking Salsa's homemade delicious ginger shandy.
Just don't go throwing delicious around until we try it.
Like, I've been smelling this,
I haven't
though.
Actually tried this.
I do actually want to try a sip, just to try a sip. Mm-hmm. But all right.
Here so.
Okay. The ginger's great. Ooh.
A little more beer heavy than I was hoping.
Yeah, that's
balance is not quite right.
I appreciate the lightness of the ginger.
It's subtle.
I think I wanted more ginger.
So did I. Yeah, I'm
also
usually
less
a person
hops.
Who enjoys
if you could do
ginger.
It without hops next time, that'd be great.
Also, heavy ginger is my burlesque name.
So this is made. I made 5 gallons of a Hefeweizen.
Yeah,
and I did half a keg of lemonade, and filled the other half with half of the Hefeweizen to make a lemon shandy. And then with the other half, I put with the ginger ale I've had to make the ginger shandy. But when I opened up the keg of ginger ale, instead of having a half a keg, I had like a quarter of a keg.
So it is
a little. It's not quite half and half. Mm. It is more beer. It's probably two to one probably. Beer and ginger. So the lemon shandy is phenomenal. We can have that after the break.
I look forward to it.
My wife, who also doesn't like beer, was drinking that all weekend. So
nice.
That is sort of a ringing endorsement.
Just going to go straight into that weekend. I was camping.
Yay!
My wife and I and the little ones, we went camping up in Lake Itasca.
Yeah.
Which, for those who are not local to the area or know what that means, Lake Itasca is where the Mississippi River starts. There is, just on the north end of the lake, there's a little stream that exits the lake, and that is the Mississippi River. Right at that point, it begins. So that big fuck-all river that goes all the way down the middle of the country and ends in Louisiana, that's where it starts. And it's this little stream that you can walk across and wade in and Asher... just soaked all of his clothes in, splashing around.
Seems correct. Story checks out.
That's where we were. We were at the headwaters of the Mississippi.
Waters.
We had a campground up there. We took our pop-up camper I bought for festivals.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's our first time ever camping. We go camping in campgrounds all over the you know, northern Minnesota every summer, but this is our first time not doing it in a tent.
Nice.
Yeah,
we actually were in a camper, which means we stopped at one of the campsites that has outlets.
Yeah.
And so we were like, we're camping, but we have running lights, and we are able to charge our cell phones, and have like a gas grill connected to our camper. Like, we've got one of those gas grills that connects either inside or outside of the camper. You can mount it to the side of the camper, and so we were like cooking our eggs in the morning out. It was fantastic. We were like, wow, this is amazing. Why have we never done this before?
These modern conveniences.
I know, it was pretty great. So we did the camping thing. We left on Friday and we came back Sunday.
Nice.
And had a grand old time. We went swimming in Lake Itasca, and we went canoeing, I should say kayaking on the lake. We tried to get a canoe, but I rented the canoe, and then we got out to the lakeside and all of the canoes were gone. So we're like, well, let's do two canoes or kayaks instead.
Yeah.
I had Asher on my lap, and Radley had Lilibeth on her lap. And we gave them each a chance to try paddling, and Lilibeth actually did pretty good.
Nice. Nice.
Like, surprisingly good. Having never seen a kayak in her life, she picked up on what Radley was doing pretty quick.
Nice.
So Asher was just poking at the water, and he was having a grand old time. He would just point over and go, "Go over there!" And it was like, "Okay, here we go." So yeah, grand old time. And then we went up to Bemidji on Sunday and had dinner, and they had like an arts in the park. So we kind of hung out there a little bit, and then I stopped at Bemidji Brewing and got a growler,
because
of course I did.
Yeah.
And then on the drive back, we stopped in Walker, Minnesota, which has Portage Brewing, and we pulled into Walker at 4:56, and Portage Brew Tap Room closed at 5 o'clock.
Aww.
Oh.
Wah-wah.
And I looked at Radley, and we're like, "You're really lucky. Because now I'm not going to go begging you if we could stop." But yeah, no, it was a fantastic weekend. Just very relaxing. And
good.
Aside from Friday night when the kids did not go to sleep.
I believe it.
Like, midnight rolled and they were still just...
It's all exciting. It's exciting, oh, yeah. Salsa.
Saturday night, they were worn the fuck out.
Yeah, that is a solid plan, yeah.
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 Radley and I are worn the fuck out, too, for matter. Like, I have been getting to bed at, like, 11 o'clock the last two nights. Just and usually I'm in bed at 2.
Yeah.
Just, I've been out. Like, Radley says that last night, apparently, I sat down on the side of the bed and then just flopped over backwards, and that was where I was. Like, I was just laying across the bed instead of under the covers. I just fell asleep. I was beat. Because yesterday, Monday, originally we were going to leave on Friday and come back on Monday.
Yeah.
But Raiderly had to teach, substitute teach.
Yeah, you mentioned on Monday. Promised someone.
She had already promised, exactly. Yeah. So we had to come back on Sunday, which worked out great because we went to the circus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only did we go to the circus, but we got to go to the tent raising in the morning, which was fucking amazing.
I was going to ask how this was.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if the kids had any fun. Yeah. I was a fucking kid in the candy store.
Now Salsa needs to change his panties.
No shit. So, like, we get there, and the guy comes out, and he looks like a fucking carny. Like, he has the huge mutton chop sideburns with nothing in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's got, like, a canvas capris and, like, a dirty, you know, kind what those long sleeve shirts that aren't long sleeve shirts, like the shirt sleeves end like just below the elbow. Quarter? Yeah,
it's like capri pants for your torso.
Exactly. Yeah, you know,
yes, I understood that. Actually,
but what are they called? That's three quarters.
Three quarters.
Oh, okay.
Three quarter sleeve.
But
there might be more of a specific style, but the sleeve itself is a three quarter sleeve.
But so he had like a dirty three quarter sleeved shirt with the name of his circus on it. And he had, like, a coffee mug in one hand and, like, a canvas cap on his head. And he was, you know, so he just kind of had this look of... And don't get me wrong, he wasn't, like, or he wasn't, like, mean or gruff or anything. he was upbeat, but he definitely had that world-weary look on him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I was like, this guy's the clown. I know it. I know this guy's the clown. I was totally right, too. I had him fucking pegged. But no, he obviously was great with the kids, and he, you know, very informative. Like you said, ask any question you want. If I don't know the answer, I'll be sure to make it up for you. And but, you know, so we watched the tent, and basically what they do is... This is by the way, this is Culpepper and Merriweather Circus. It is a one-ring circus.
Okay.
So it's a smaller operation, and this is a very family operation. You know,
sure.
A lot of children and husbands and wives and you know, stuff like that in the circus, so families. And there's, I think you said 32 people?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
They have what's called a push tent. And what the push tent is they lay out all the poles all facing one direction. And then they lay the canvas out on top of that.
Oh.
And the canvas is in three parts. Uh-huh. And they lace the three parts up. So it's the two semicircles and then the middle section. Mm-hmm. They lace that up. And then they start on one end. And they push the poles, the short poles around the perimeter. I should back up. First, they drive over 100 stakes into the ground around the perimeter.
Sure.
Big fucking metal stakes.
Yeah.
Then they start on one end and they push the poles up, which is why it's called a push tent.
Yeah.
They push the poles, the small poles on one end, and they kind of start going around the perimeter on the one end, so they kind of make a little bit of a bowl on that mm-hmm. side. Once a bunch of the weight of the canvas now is up in the air, then they start to do what they call the quarter poles.
Okay.
Which are kind of the ones midway between the center and the edge.
Yeah.
And so they push those ones up. And again, all point pushing from one end, basically working their way across. So then they do a few of those. And then once enough weight of the canvas is off the ground,
mm-hmm.
then they can go ahead and do the two center poles.
Gotcha.
Because if they tried to do the center poles first, the weight of the canvas would actually rip the canvas.
Sure.
Right. So they pull a lot of the weight off the ground first, and then they do those gotcha. Big center poles. And watching those go off, it was so cool. Oh, my God. Yeah. but after those two center poles went up, then everything else went really quickly. You know, they were just work their way across. But so they've got these roped off to all these 130-some stakes around the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of loose. And so the whole thing is just like moving and shifting and tilting back and forth sure. as they play with the lines on both sides to try to tighten them up and uh-huh. get them centered. The whole thing is just it was nerve-wracking just watching it. You're like, oh shit, this thing's coming down. But then they're tying them up and he goes, if you watch them tying the ropes off mm-hmm. to the stakes around the perimeter, you'll notice that every single one is tied exactly the same way, even the same direction around the stake.
Sure.
Because if something goes wrong, you need to know exactly
right.
what you're doing. And yeah. it doesn't matter if you're left-handed or right-handed, the rope uh-huh. always goes this way around the stake.
Yep.
You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he explained, you know, how the big flatbed truck that they cart everything on is called the pole truck.
Yeah.
Because in the older days and with the bigger operations, you've got the pole truck, which carries the poles. You got the mm-hmm. canvas truck, which carries the canvas. Mm-hmm. You got the bleacher truck, which carries the bleachers and everything like that.
Sure.
Their circus is small enough that all of those fit on one truck.
Oh,
but
sure.
But they still call it the pole truck.
Makes sense.
For okay. tradition's purpose. Like you said, circus people like to name things very simply. This is what it does.
Yeah. Yet I noticed they call it the Midway and not the fuck you out of money way.
Also that.
when appropriate.
They, I suppose, yeah.
They, by the way, were fantastic at that. And,
oh,
and,
man, I'm so jealous.
Oh, no, I was sitting there taking notes going, yeah, I see what they're doing there.
I love a Midway so much.
But just even throughout this.
You guys,
even during,
let's describe a Midway for those people that don't understand what this is, and I only kind of vaguely do. So,
okay.
Also me.
So the Midway is the area basically leading up to the big top.
Mm-hmm.
The big top is at one end. The midway is that the alley through which you must wander to get there. And that alley is where all of the games
mm-hmm.
and the rides and the take your money.
Yeah, ring toss,
food
the
booths,
basket,
the guess your weight.
Baseball into the milk jugs thing.
Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. That's all in the midway.
Yeah.
Again, rides, food booths, games,
yes.
concessions,
I can smell,
you know,
the popcorn. Right
and
now.
Then and then the reason it's called a sideshow is because that was
popcorn.
To the side
right.
of that. Hmm? So if you're standing straight in the midway and you're looking down the midway, the circus is at one end, the sideshow would be mm-hmm. to the side. Very plain language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Their midway had a little menagerie that you could pay to feed the animals.
Oh.
Again, take your money. Bouncy castles, a big slide, you know, concessions. Sure. My kids got to have cotton candy for the first time ever. They went through it like mad. It was the best.
Cotton candy
and
is
then,
one of
and
the
then
best
I had
ever.
And then I had circus peanuts because fuck yes, I'm gonna have circus peanuts.
Yes. Love circus peanuts.
Not the candies, like actual peanuts.
Like the actual peanuts.
I also enjoy those.
Fuck those.
No, I.
Those things are packing foam.
Give me
is
my
what
high
those
five
are.
Back.
You, I will because you can have it. Because I mean, real peanuts.
I'm gonna wash
Anyways,
this.
To be fair, I'm not a fan of the candy.
No, that's fine.
Either.
I thought that I finally had someone who understood. That's all.
Oh, I understand completely that they taste like packing peanuts.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
So
someone used them as packing peanuts.
The look on your face.
For a gift. Because they knew that I would eat them.
No. Those were actual packing peanuts, James. You just couldn't tell the difference.
That explains it.
Because they didn't. So we watched.
You can tell the difference later.
So we watched the tent go up, and then we got to take a tour of the back lot. Again, back lot.
Yeah.
Very plain term.
Makes sense.
We walked straight over to the big cats. They had one lion and two tigers. The tigers were called Golden Something. I don't remember what, but they are half Siberian and half Bengal. So they had the like Bengal stripes without the black. They just had the like gold and the brown stripes.
Interesting. Okay.
Beautiful. Then they had the big lion. Lion was 16 years old, weighed 500 pounds.
Oh, wow.
The tigers were brother and sister. The male, they're both 15 years old. The male was 450 pounds and the female was 350 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big kitties. Oh, the big kitties.
Golden tabby tiger?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe. I think so. But anyway, yes, it was actually. So we got over there and found out that they were actually rescue cats.
Oh.
They had been rescued by... the trainer for this circus, they'd been rescued from another circus that wasn't taken care of. And as a matter of fact, that circus got shut down because they weren't taking care of their animals.
Sure.
Okay. So yes, people who are against animals in the circus, people do get shut down for that shit. Because fuck those people. These guys were just gorgeous. Animals and then we got to see they had a dog act, Alaskan Eskimos?
Huskies?
American, yeah. There's a little white fluffy dogs. I don't know dogs. Little white fluffy dogs.
And that's okay.
They did a bunch of tricks. It was so cute. And then they had a big fuck-all horse and a little tiny horse.
Yay!
And that act actually combined two circus acts. They had two in one in that one.
Yeah.
So there's a type of show in circus called a big and small.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very plain language. It's one big thing and one small thing.
Sure.
In this case, a big horse and a small horse. The big and small show showcases that the trainer is able to train a wide range of an animal.
Sure.
You know? Because it is different training a small animal than it is a big animal. There is also a type of show in circus called a liberty act. And what a liberty act is the animal is not tied up in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
The trainer is not holding reins or anything like that. They're free running. And usually a liberty act has a huge group of like 8 or 12 horses, and the whole point is to get them to run in formations and things like that, just by verbal commands. But by combining the Liberty Act with the big and small, they were able to combine because it's a small circus.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? So those two did really great things that, you know, did spins and figure eights and stuff like that. And then the little horse like did circles and jumped over a little thing and then went under the big horse and it was so cute. Yeah, it was great. And then they had a contortionist who did a great job. And then they had an aerialist who was my daughter's favorite part.
Sure.
She got to swing in. She was touching the roof of the big top
at
the apex of her swings. like she was scraping top, and she was doing some fantastic. She was probably the best act that we saw all evening. Doing the things where she gets to swing it and then just lets go and falls and catches herself on her knees and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then she finished with a swinging neck spin where she got the strap that just goes around your neck.
God.
You know, it's just the strap that goes around the back of your neck.
Yeah.
And then she got to swinging and then strapped on and then just spun. So she's spinning while swinging. It was amazing. No, it was fucking amazing. And then they had the big Ring of Destiny or whatever they called that, which is the two circles on both ends of a big pole, basically.
Oh, yeah.
That spins, and so you've got one person in each ring. It was a father-son duel.
Aww.
And so, you know, they both got in there, and they got the spinning really fast, and then the son got out, and he was going around the outside perimeter the circle, and at the very peak, he was scraping his head on the ceiling, very peak of the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were way up there.
Oh, my God.
So they're doing that thing. And you know, he does some crazy tricks. He puts on a blindfold and goes around once, and then he goes back in the ring, and his father comes out, and he goes around the perimeter a few times, and then he gets a jump rope, and he jump ropes while they're going around in a circle.
Yes.
And he had to stop jump roping at the peak because he was hitting his head on the on the fucking tent. Like, they were way the fuck up there.
That's fantastic.
It was It was amazing. It was a fucking circus.
Sure.
And it was great. And yay. I'm clearly...
Those are the kinds of things that I fucking love to see.
You went there for the kids,
see.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, just like I buy my nephew Legos.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they had, you know, like unicycles, and there was a bunch of... There was a lot of acts going on. I'm missing some, but I can't remember all of them. I knew going in that I was not going to enjoy myself as much if I let my brain in.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because I know too much.
Okay. Right.
And so I told myself before the show even started, and even a couple times during the show, to just shut up, brain.
Shut it.
Don't be judgy in any way, shape, or form. Don't think about it too much.
Right.
Or look with a conditioned eye. Just shut up and enjoy the goddamn show.
Yeah.
And so I did. And
I have a side tangent.
Go ahead.
I was watching Steven Universe with my companion friend yesterday, and we were watching a particular episode wherein, like, Pearl teaches sword fighting, and, like, she gets hit in that episode.
Yes.
But at the very beginning of the episode, they're all sitting down watching a kung fu movie. And James already knows where this is going. Yeah. They're watching a kung fu movie, and there's, like, a boomerang sword. And like, you know, crazy kung fu stuff, right? Like, it's just fun and delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And Pearl goes, "That's so not realistic. Like, that's not, that form is horrible." And just going into all of these things. And my gentleman friend just kind of turns and looks at me, and I'm like, shut up! Shut up!
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Anyway, that's what that reminded me of, is,
yeah.
Watching things and having to shut things down.
Mm.
Just so you can enjoy it.
Yeah. And I mean, that's not to say that Radley and I didn't talk about it later after the kids had gone to bed.
Sure.
And clearly there was some talent, but we also were like, we've seen better.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, in some places, you know, we know people. We know too much.
Right.
You know? Right.
But at the same time, the people who are better do five-ring circuses as opposed to one-ring circuses.
Yeah.
So...
Well, and the other thing is...
That is not to disparage
you
one
both
circuses, but...
are and know some pretty
exactly
fucking talented people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm right here, James.
That's a rough
Jesus
comparison.
Christ.
No, it's... Well, like the unicycles.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Again, don't want to disparage anybody.
Sure.
But for the last 15 years, I've been going to Mondo here in the Twin Cities, where Twin Cities Unicycle Club is.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what Twin Cities Unicycle Club is, Twin Cities Unicycle Club has more...
Is it a club for unicycles?
It has more...
I couldn't go. I was too tired.
Twin Cities Unicycle Club has more world champions than any other unicycle club in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my level of unicycle impressive?
Yeah, your expectations.
No, that's totally
exactly.
understandable. Sure. Also, James, get the fuck out.
Go away.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
So I really had
to... you're not making booze for me.
Go away.
There's booze.
So I really had to... Like I said, I had to remind myself to just enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah.
And not...
That makes complete
compare
sense.
Yeah. In any way, shape, or form.
Well, it's like watching the movie of the book that you love.
Mm-hmm. So, it was a lot of fun. And back to the money making things, they had some great ones.
Oh yeah,
like they had these little toys that they were just basically ribbons on sticks.
Oh yeah,
and they were like, you can get one for free if you find inside these bag of peanuts a little ticket, you know, and so it was like $1 for a bag of peanuts, and I'm like, I will absolutely spend $1 on a bag of peanuts because peanuts.
Yeah.
So each kid got $1, and each kid bought a bag of peanuts, and inside Lilibet's bag was one of the tickets.
No, no, no. You know?
But in the meantime, the guys with the tubs of peanuts are just getting mobbed.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mobbed with children. All shoving dollar bills in their faces.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just before the intermission, they had a coloring book with, you know, that had all of the people in the show.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
You know, so it was...
That is actually a lifetime goal of mine, is to be a page in a coloring book.
Well,
so.
It was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
And as a matter... But here's the thing. It, on the back was a space next to each performer's name for their signature.
Oh, dang.
Exactly. So you could get the coloring book and have a coloring book...
Yeah.
And then get everybody's autograph after the show.
Oh, my God.
Stupendous.
And those were selling for $3 each.
Well, sure.
Autographs or the coloring books?
The little coloring books.
Okay.
And then after the show, the kids could go find their performers and get their autographs. It was just like...
Oh, that's amazing.
Exactly. I'm sitting there going, you guys are fucking geniuses. But, I mean, that's how circuses make their money. You know?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Totally.
And then the concessions came out in waves. Like, I noticed this, but the concessions came out in waves.
So in Galaga, the enemies arrive in waves, and then occasionally you have like the boss wave or something like that. And I'm just imagining like that blinking like boop 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 hot dog wave.
No, but it was first they had the peanuts. The peanuts came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later or so, the bottles of water came out.
Oh, wow.
And then a little bit later, the cotton candy came through.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and
then
a little bit later, it was the popcorn waved through. And then closer to the end of the show, the snow cones came through.
Oh. Man, so, you got a 5-course meal.
Basically. But it was like, it wasn't all of the vendors selling everything. It was now we're doing this.
That's especially if you're a smaller establishment. That's fucking genius.
No, it is, because you're psychologically you're watching the show and then you go, "Holy shit! There's popcorn."
Yeah,
I don't have to choose anything. There wasn't popcorn earlier.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not even about choice. It's about this wasn't here earlier, and I only have so much time to get it.
Yeah.
It
limited resource, basically.
Right, yeah.
You know, creating the false impression of a limited resource.
Yeah.
And so it was that psychology of having those things only come through once, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then near the end, that's when everything came out en masse, so you could get whatever you want, you know, and kind of get
fantastic.
Rid of what they had. But up until that point, things were coming out metered. So, yeah, they knew exactly how to extract a dollar. And at the entrance to the tent, they had balloons and they had all sorts of noisemakers and you know, stuff like that. So, you know, that's where they make a lot of that money, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's like a gas station. You don't make the money off the gas.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Well, no.
In movie theater, you don't make the money on the movie. You make it on the popcorn.
Yeah.
So, the like cynical business performer side of me was just going, oh, I see what you're doing here. Very, very nice. Well done. Well done.
But the kid in me is like, yay, popcorn.
Exactly. It was fucking great. And it was time to go home. And we had the most epic meltdown.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And the kids weren't happy either.
Well done.
Oh, God. Poor Waverly.
No, Lilibeth. This was the tantrum to end all tantrums.
Oh.
She was screaming no at the top of her lungs. She was like, I had to pick her up and carry her to the car. Yeah. She's kicking me the whole way.
Yeah.
We were in Delano, which is about 45 minutes away. Oh, and it was halfway home before she finally stopped screaming.
Wow.
This was like, did you like the circus? No. Well, you said you liked the Ariels. I did, but now I don't because you ruined it.
Did you fart in the car?
No, Jesus, you ruined it. I was having fun and then I'm not because you ruined it. I didn't want to leave. Oh, well, honey, they had to get ready for their next show. No, I wanted to stay.
Yeah.
No, it was... She had clearly had a lot of...
She's going to run away and join the circus.
Yeah. I hope so, because I want to go with her.
I know, right?
Yeah, of all of the parents that you know, aside from yourself, who would totally give their children permission, like, run away to the circus. My boy, you can stay here. Why leave?
I actually remarked to Raiderly that it was a testament to how amazing a woman she was that I came home. I was seriously ready to go up to the clown and be just like, so do you ever hire sideshow performers?
How do you feel about sword swallowing? What's the insurance like? Do you?
Yeah. Which I have to say, I think everybody will be very proud of me. The entire tour, I never once dropped that I was a sideshow performer.
No,
never
shit.
Once.
That's fantastic.
Like, I was biting my tongue a few times. But nope. Didn't do it. Didn't do
God
it.
Damn.
Just quietly under his breath. Notice your sideshow.
Just thinking it really loudly.
Yeah, with his mouth. Yeah. That's.
I think out loud. What?
That explains why he's quiet much of the time.
Damn. All right, Jim. So that makes up for the two tired punters.
No, that was a good one. But he was. They travel 8 months.
Oh, wow.
It's 8 months on, 4 months off.
Mm-hmm.
And they show up in the morning. Mm-hmm. They set up the tent in the morning. They do their two shows in the afternoon, evening. Tear it down, head to the next place.
Oh, wow.
7 days a week.
God damn.
Yeah.
He says this year they get 2 days off.
Oh.
During their 8 months?
During the 8 months.
Okay.
8 months, they get 2 days off.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm sitting there going, I grew up on a farm. We get no days off. Yeah. I'm sold. Yeah. If you're trying to make it sound rough, fuck that. I'm in.
I have to handle a lot of hay bales and large animals. Okay.
Muck in a stable? I can do that. I mean,
Just wash your hands before you swallow a sword.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, no, it was, don't tell me, don't. I was definitely tempted.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm. Of every stunt I've seen you perform, not fucking keeping that under your little top hat. That is by all means one of the.
He
most
actually
impressive.
Wore a top hat too. That was the thing.
I would not be surprised.
Like, seriously, I'm watching the show and everybody's like, "Wow, look at that!" And I'm going, "I want to try that."
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I'm going to swallow a sword while riding on a small horse that is riding on a larger horse.
Yes.
No, salsa, no. No. On a scale of one to salsa, that's like two salsas.
I'm going to go tell Raiderly.
Also, going back to work after the weekend I had.
I suppose.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So that's my weekend.
Sure.
Sorry that no, yeah. I had a lot to say. I'm sorry.
I had a fucking great fucking circus by proxy. Yeah.
I was going to ask a question and I completely forgot what it was. Mm. No.
Shit. Was it about the circus? Because I can talk about the circus more.
I mean, no.
It was a guy that did slack rope. It's pretty great.
Cool.
Yeah. I might learn to do slack rope.
Really?
Yeah.
Do. I encourage
I would
it.
Like to. Yeah. I apparently have an okay sense of balance, so it should be should be fun.
Cool.
I enjoy that kind of thing a lot.
So. Yeah. So how was your week, James? We're never going to get this.
One more thing. So
one more thing.
During the unicycle part.
This is like a Mac conference.
During the unicycle part, there was one moment. We're watching the unicycles, and suddenly Raiderly and I both look at each other and lock eyes. Because we had caught a whiff. Mm. And Jenna knows what whiff I'm talking about.
Oh, that sweet, sweet
that
smell
sweet,
of pre-cancer?
Sicky smell, yeah. We were like, somebody's got fire torches.
Oh, yeah.
And sure enough, about 30 seconds later, there they were. But we fucking knew.
Yeah.
How good were they?
I mean.
He did basic juggling on top of a really high unicycle. So.
Neither of which I can do. Mm. Yeah. So.
Again, trying to reserve judgment.
Yeah.
He did a thing.
Yeah.
I do want to at some point do poi on a unicycle while playing a kazoo. I think that's attainable, right?
Yes.
I feel like that's a good.
I like that. That's an attainable one too. Like,
can you do yakety sax on a kazoo?
Oh my god! Yes.
Yes. Yeah. This
must always happen.
I'm on. I'm
Kyle.
I'm for it.
If you're listening, and if we, the two of us, become a bagpipe again, motherfucking yakety sax all day. Okay. All right. Kay. Good. All right. Good. Oh yes.
I mean, that's what I was signaling, but I didn't do it very loudly.
So
Jenna.
Yeah. I did things. I did Can Can Wonderland on Friday.
Ooh.
They did the match game.
Ah.
Yep.
The
retro game night thing?
Yeah. Okay. It was delightful. One of the phrases was, dumb Donnie is so dumb. Anytime he... goes to do a zipper merge, he blanks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and everybody
I know my
had
answer.
Everybody had really really clever answers. What's your answer?
My answer is he catches his hitch.
Okay. He buttons instead. He you know
oh, that's
like
good.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Drives into a ditch. I think was one of them.
Ah.
Whatever. Mine was blanks. Because you can blank on something.
Right. That's...
Tim
I
gave me
this.
A look.
As well
yeah.
he should.
Yes.
Yeah. That was my creative genius.
I appreciate this.
Like, normally I try to play it pretty straight. I just, you know, give whatever I think is the most likely. There was... one of the sudden death was... blue. Hold on. It was bouncing. I'm sorry, it was bouncing.
Dabba dee dabba da.
Yeah.
A dabba dee dabba da.
So yeah, the it was bouncing blank and some I don't remember. But basically my phrase was blue balls.
Oh yeah.
I would have said Betty.
I also thought Betty, but I also thought boobs.
Yeah. So
I mean, I'm always thinking of boobs.
Right. That was my first answer, so I
No, it was the contestant that said bouncing to the word balls, so it was blank balls.
Okay.
Okay.
And
yeah, so mine were blue.
Story's changing here.
It is, because I'm conflating it with another one that I played.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
I do match game a lot.
D-dabba-dabba. Okay.
But yeah, so like there was this table of just like bro dudes in the front.
Yeah.
And like everybody's doing like... base for like baseballs or
sure
basket or whatever, and I go blue, and the entire front table is like, and I'm like,
Do they know that's a bad thing?
They know it's a vulgar thing, and that's what they were happy with.
I mean...
Yeah. I own that table full of blue balls, I tell you what.
That's a bad thing.
It's... God damn it. So yeah, I did retro game night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome.
A couple of friends were there for their birthday. Didn't even know, just aww. Surprised there they were. So that was cute. Got to chat with people, and it's fun because I know the manager, and I was getting pretty good service at the bar. Because
Mr. Manager.
I'm at the bar and they're giving me pretty decent service. And then the manager comes up and starts talking to me, and all of a sudden they're just on top of everything. I tell you what, and I'm just like, yeah, that's the
hello, Mr. Cool. Jer, manager.
I mean, why do you assume it was a dude? He at some point, but whatever.
Because the joke doesn't work. The other way?
Sexist. Speaking of sexism, today... Today, I was on my way out of the grocery store, and this guy was like, those Levi's look amazing! And I'm just like... And I didn't hit him with my car.
Uh-huh.
And then I got here, and I was bitching about it. I'm like, I'm probably not even wearing Levi's, and that we checked. I am in fact wearing Levi's, so he at least had the brand right.
Yeah, I need to get you a trophy, by the way, for not killing him. Yeah,
yeah, yep. I kind of do. Like I no, seriously like, actually, like yeah. as basically as I was getting into my car, and I'm like, fucking dude, and he was walking across the parking lot, and I'm like, I could just do it. Mm-hmm. fucking hit him. I could just do it.
A similar trophy was given to members of the Awfulcopter, but it was for losing. I just lost the game, but it was.
Son of a bitch!
Losing whatever our episode game was, and it just says you tried your best on it, and that's.
Isn't that the Ville trophy that we gave out for amateurs?
Maybe.
It was something like that.
I got a medal my first amateur year, and I got a plaque second.
You need to brush better.
Aww.
So
those are things that happened to me. Went to a party on Saturday, so that was nice. And then Sunday... I went full patron.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dun, dun, dun.
The pictures are amazing.
Oh, my God. So, Sunday, the fencing booth people had, like, a training day, a trial day, a kind of run-through for what it is that they do. And,
Boot camp.
Yeah. Oh.
No, that's their joke, not mine.
Is that really? Okay. Well, I'll probably tell you to get out later anyway.
Yeah,
I went there full patron. I had jeans and a corset, and a garland in my hair. I've forgotten my mug, but James had brought a spare, so I had a mug full of mead and the piece. De la Resistance.
Oh, Jesus.
Pinkies out.
At Cub Foods in the deli section. You can buy turkey legs.
Oh, shit.
So I get dressed up, and I come around the corner, and like I think it was Cole who just started dying because he had seen half of the rest of it. But I come around this corner as I'm being escorted through the maze. Because you have to go through a maze to get to the thing. So they sent up a fake one. I'm like, fight someone! Like, gnawing on this turkey leg with my mug full of mead. And like, yeah, the old school kids just started laughing their asses off. I feel like I really captured the essence of patron.
Yeah.
Nicely
yeah.
done.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
Rowdy, unreasonable, heckling. You were delightful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I was asked to be there for a specific reason,
right.
and I I don't half-ass things. Correct. I am a full ass.
You put your entire ass into it.
You are a full Levi.
God damn it. Huh. But Mr. Weinhagen's a great person. Okay. Yeah, so I did that, and then I also did actually do some fencing. Did I win all of my fights? I mean, I'm not really counting them towards my total.
Most of them, if not all.
Most of them. Yeah. Gentleman friend came with, and so I beat him suddenly a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Did Which I fence fantastic. You?
Yes, you did.
Did I beat you?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That always makes me happy mm-hmm. when I get to beat you at fencing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
I love how she was like, did I?
Oh, I don't remember.
Can you tell me who won that fight?
Oh my god! And I beat Raina. It was my first time fighting with her.
Yeah,
and that was an intense.
She's very intense.
Match.
Yeah,
she and I were just like, whoa! It was super close. I loved it. She's also my size. That helps too. and then I fenced Rue.
Uh huh.
Salsa, you're gonna appreciate this.
I already do.
We did drunken fencing.
Yes!
Yeah,
Oh my god.
They were both out
drunken,
of hand.
We were... Drunken fencing or barstool fencing?
Drunken.
Drunken.
Damn.
Oh, sorry.
It's still good. Still pretty good.
No.
It's just airborne.
But we were the idiot assholes for training purposes, Jesus of course.
Love it.
We, like, Rue just went up and down with his sword arm like this.
Like he had a kung fu grip or something. It was fucking terrible.
It reminded me of the Simpsons episode where Bart was like, I'm just going to keep punching my hand out like this.
If you get in the way.
If you get in the way. Yeah, well, I'm just going to keep kicking my leg out like this. And if you get in the way. Yeah, it was kind of like that. And we were like purposefully not listening. I think I put my hand in the way a couple times so I could get yelled at for that.
Oh, Christ.
Like, it was stupid.
Lovely.
So, yeah, I won that one, but it doesn't really count.
No,
we all won that one.
Yes. Except for the poor ringmaster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Poor victim of trainee.
Trainee, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, I got to drunken fight Rue. And Christ, that was delightful.
Delightful.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I won it, but I'm not putting it on the scorecard.
Sure.
We are still tied for our wins versus losses. Mm. So, yeah. Fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did Sunday. And I got sunburned and it hurts. The end.
Mm. Good.
Yeah. James.
A couple of different things.
Did you do any balloon fencing?
I may have done. I have done many things at the booth. To the booth. With
for the booth?
The booth.
Well, unto the booth. Betwixt the booth.
Across the booth. I have never been a champion. I have never fenced on behalf of the booth as a champion. And so doing training for that is incredibly intense. And it is a physically punishing endeavor. One of the benefits of weight loss, though, is that I have regained my ability to lean very far back.
Yeah, you can. Holy shit, that was impressive.
Are you doing some MAV matrix leans?
Yes, I got a crowd reaction
really
off of
it. It was impressive. I was also a little drunk, but it was pretty impressive.
Mav was always the master.
Yeah, Mav is astounding. Mav and Luke Darcy both have an incredible lean.
Yep.
But
I think that's why I can't get him.
Pisses Luke me off. Or Mav?
Yeah.
He's also
never actually fenced Mav.
Oh, Mav is fucking.
He's Weasley.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's Wiggly.
He's incredibly fast.
Very
too.
Fast, yeah. But he's also just very agile, and he is never where you want. Him to be
no
well and he is so slippery.
His control over the blade is such that it really doesn't matter if you block within the normal range, his blade will just go around, like if in the Roadrunner cartoons really where the bullet comes up against, you know, the brick wall or something like that and screeches and puts the brakes on and then goes around it to hit somebody in the butt or whatever, like that is how his blade works.
He's not even using the noodle.
He is a cartoon man.
Did you ever use the noodle?
Which noodle? The noodle,
the noodle?
The sword that just bends?
Yeah, the one that you could tag your own finger with?
I have not.
Oh.
No, but we were actually talking about it at the boot camp. But no, I did championing, like practiced championing, and it's fun. I'm hoping that I, you know, if I get the opportunity to champion for the booth, that I will do a good job. But
I'm sure you'd do fine.
100% a very intense show. But I also did just some regular person-to-person fencing with Jenna and with a couple of other people, including Aiden.
Yes.
And while
Wait, did I beat
that,
Aiden?
You might have.
I think I did beat Aiden.
And also against Irish Mike, the little fire. Irish Mike.
He's the one that I lost to. I knew I lost to somebody.
Right, yeah.
Because I gave him a bunch of tips right before.
Yeah,
and I'm like, was it my tips? He's like, yes. Excellent.
I remember this conversation.
Right
happening.
Choice.
So, I was fencing with Aiden, and Aiden has really strong feints
as a
tactic.
Yes.
He does an amazing job of making you think that he's going for an attack, and he'll usually follow it up with a riposte that is somewhere completely different than the attack that you're defending. However. In one case, he sort of double attacked, and I ended up having a collision of the guard on my sword with the guard of his sword, and it slammed the top of my guard into my thumb and bent my thumbnail back and, like, tore it off of the nail bed. And so there was a moment. There was a moment where I stopped the match.
Right.
And took my glove off. And I saw that my finger was bleeding out from under the nail. And I had a moment. I just took a quick moment to ice it and then bandage it. And then I put the glove back on. And then we finished the match. Because that's what you do.
Right.
And it's healing really well. You can barely tell.
Yeah.
So I'm well pleased. But you can kind of see.
A little bit
in there.
I
did actually chip my nail as well.
Like, I know.
At the quick. I'm like, I get done fighting and I won.
Yeah.
But I was like, ah, god damn it, I chipped a nail.
Right. I'd love that when you were drunkenly explaining to me before we were about to fight that this made us even, because this was after I was injured.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, don't worry about it. No, I chipped a nail, so it's totally even. It was a fantastic thing. No,
I did actually chip it at the quick.
No, like, yeah,
so
no.
The nail itself tore off.
Probably fucking hurt a lot, like legitimately.
It did.
So
I did it to myself. So.
But it was very... That
but
was
yeah,
very funny.
No,
yeah.
No, we're totally even now. your bleeding is equal to my discomfort.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
what are you, a dude? oh, the look you gave me is wonderful, and I treasure you.
Didn't kill him yet.
Yeah, trophy. Trophy's en route.
Trophy.
Trophy is being made.
Didn't hit him with my car.
Yes. And you will have the opportunity to do that, so I appreciate it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the trophy's not going to be enough, is the problem that I'm going to run into pretty
quickly. Keep filling it with booze. It'll be enough.
That's a good idea. I'm going to get some sake.
Yeah.
So, I had a blast doing that, and also... Friday night. What the hell did I do Friday night? Oh, Dungeons and Dragons. Played Dungeons and Dragons with friends, and some of the party couldn't be there, and I felt really bad for them because it was their birthday. But some of the party couldn't be there. And so the rest of us just fought to the death.
Excellent.
As one does. Yeah.
Delightful.
To decide whose character is stronger or luckier or something. Yeah. It was well fun. And then in addition to being in a Fringe show, I'm also building like a prop set piece thing for it.
Ooh.
In a wood shop, and I'm so
Is it for the poo?
Yes.
Is it the thing that I'm thinking of, the big thing that it she is, thought she had, but then she didn't actually have?
No, but it is something of a similar size.
Ooh.
And complexity.
Okay.
So I'm
interesting.
Really happy about it.
We can't tell you.
We can, but I choose
no,
not
No, we
to.
Can talk around it.
Yes, we can. Questions?
Does sake pair well with sockeye salmon?
I would assume.
Probably, yeah.
So, yeah.
Because sake and sockeye sounds pretty good.
Hell no. Yeah. It does. Are they spelled the same?
No.
No.
But yeah.
Could they be?
I'm really excited to lose other parts of other fingers doing the woodworking.
No, good. Yeah. That sounds delightful.
I love that when you and I were having a conversation before the fight or something like that, you were like, is your thumbnail okay? And I was like, I've got extras. And like, I have 9 more. And you were like, you have 9 more thumbnails? And I was like, yeah, in a drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta, yeah.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, you gotta take that joke too far.
No, you don't. You don't have to. You are allowed to make whatever choices
the royal you
feel necessary.
Not the specific you, it was the royal you.
I disagree with that particular choice that you made that you felt was necessary.
Oh, that's fair.
But it is still a choice.
Yeah.
So you should take ownership for that.
Oh, I 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I absolutely.
All right,
do.
Then.
Yeah.
Let's have mild behavioral therapy, but it'll be great.
Yeah. my weekend was fun and exciting because of all of that. And went through a ton of sunscreen. But yeah. It was good.
Cool. Yeah. We went through sunscreen. I just got sunburned.
Uh-huh. I did get a new video game that I'm very excited about, but I can wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I think we could.
Yeah.
All right. Break it is.
Break.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we are back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Hey, what are we going to talk about?
Well, first thing we can
talk about the circus more.
What we're about to drink.
Can we talk about the circus more?
What are you guys about to drink? I'm still drinking my Dr. Tiki.
This is the
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
This is Salsa's Lemon Shandy. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Suppose I should try some of that.
Mmm. Oh, wow. Yes?
Jenna looks surprised and disgusted, but surprised.
Hmm. No, but disgusted, I could probably actually drink that.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
There's a little bit of a thing in there that I'm not a huge fan of, but I've put worse in my mouth.
True.
So what are we going to talk about?
There is one thing that I did not mention in the earlier area. Jessa got a letter.
Oh?
From
a physical letter?
In the mail and everything.
Mm-hmm.
From the Minnesota Department of Health.
Ooh.
And I looked at this and I went, goddamn motherfucking son of a bitch. I've gotten so many of these from this goddamn Minnesota Department of Health. They have finally updated her birth certificate.
Yes.
So she is now legally her.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh my God.
That means she can get a driver's license now, right?
That is fucking
fantastic. That does actually mean she can get a driver's. She can get a state ID, number one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which will help her get a job.
Yeah.
But her entire life has been basically on hold.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Until this happens.
That's
so,
fucking outstanding.
Oh my God. And she registered to vote.
Nice.
She's like, and doop doop doo.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No,
that is amazing.
I cried. It has been over a year in process for me from the point of getting the doctor's letter saying that this is who she is, all the way to getting a court hearing for the name change, the multiple returns on my application for this birth certificate. And shit. Yeah, finally, like I think I got the first letter from the doctor in April of last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, she is now legally her.
Yeah.
And she can start doing things.
That's fucking tremendous.
But yeah, no, I just cried. I'm like, oh God. And there's Jessa comforting me like she's the adult of our family.
I mean, is she?
I mean, technically she is now as opposed to just, you know, psychologically,
yeah, rather
I
than
guess.
Just figuratively, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So, yeah. That was a bit of happy.
I'm extremely pleased to hear it. And please pass on our congratulations.
Oh, I will.
Well.
I made a Facebook post about it, and it's got like over 400 likes now, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, yeah.
As well it should. That's fucking fantastic.
God. I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that anymore.
There is also that.
Oh, now she can deal with the rest of that shit on her own. Welcome to
this
adulthood.
This is your problem now.
Yep. So, yeah. So yeah, that was just a thing that happened. Like, I seriously had this moment though when I got that letter of,
yeah.
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
What is it going to be this time?
So yeah.
Yeah. Good news is never my first answer as to what is about to happen.
Yeah.
So
so far, I mean,
and history has told us.
They say in therapy, like do the fact checking and verify, you know, the likelihood, and I'm like, well. Looking at the statistics, fuck. But yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I consider myself to be an optimist.
Yeah.
The word is optometrist.
No, he's not one of those.
Oh, that explains
also,
the
you should
chart.
Not consider yourself to be one of those.
I mean, I can say whatever I want, but...
Look, like, I'm not going to tell you how to identify.
Like supposed internet experts.
Yeah.
Reading a Wikipedia article does not make me a doctor.
Shit.
I'm an internet expert.
I look
as
over at Tulsa's Dr. Wonderful
sign.
Okay.
I'm an internet expert, as in I helped build the internet.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. I have several Wikipedia doctorates.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
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 Vaccinate your kids.
I'm a doctor of divinity. God. As are you.
Oh.
And I got it on the internet.
Oh, no. I'm my title is not a doctorate of divinity. Oh, no, mine is that I'm a minister of the Church of Pastafarianism.
Oh.
Oh.
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, close enough.
Yeah.
I'm just a non-denominational minister. That's what I went with for mine. Which I feel is appropriate. Because I'm not going to try to claim a denomination. I feel like the denomination itself should bestow that upon me.
But mostly 20s and 50s.
Yeah.
But any denomination is accepted.
Every donation, you can, no matter how large or small, fold it any way you want.
I'm a large denomination minister. I don't actually remember where I got my ministry out of.
Mine's Universal Life Church.
I think it might be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but you can still choose which area. And I think mine was non-denominational.
It was super awesome because my certification arrived. Speaking of receiving letters with the wrong fucking name in them and shit.
God.
I got one misprint from the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. And I just sent a quick message. And it was answered by Bobby Henderson, the founder of Pastafarianism. And I was like, well, okay, don't freak out. Don't freak out. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, no problem. I'll take care of it. I'll send you another one. And then I received two more at the same time, though. And one of them was correct, and one of them was misprinted. And he was like, it was too funny not to send you also the second misprint.
I'm glad you didn't do them one at a time, though.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No. That was that was well done.
No. So I've got the two misprints and then the correct one for my certificate.
Please tell me you framed the misprint.
I fucking want to.
Just all three in a row.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Frame all three of them so the first one is, you know, so left to right misprint, misprint, real one, and then just frame it with a big X through it, and then the next one with a big X through it, and then the third one.
But it it turns out that Bobby Henderson himself answers questions about those things.
The
and,
emails? What the emails?
What
the emails?
But then also that Bobby Henderson is, and who would possibly have guessed, fucking hilarious. Has a real good sense of humor. So, yeah, that's good.
Yay.
I appreciate it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good.
You guys.
Yes?
I am kind of losing steam a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because of the steam sale?
Ooh.
Sounds like she needs some coffee.
Kind of do, actually. Yeah.
That is a tremendous plan.
If only I knew where to get good coffee.
What about this company?
James. Is that coffee in your pocket, or are you just happy to see us?
Porque no los dos.
Both, yeah.
I'm happy to see you, because you have coffee in your pocket.
That explains the sniffing. All right, so the...
Also the cocaine.
Also that. The coffee that I have in the pocket is from True Stone Coffee Roasters,
what?
And I've heard that they are stupendous people with delicious beans that they roast perfectly.
Never heard of them. Tell me more.
Well, you can find out everything you need to know and also buy some by going to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
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 .com.
So, go there and do, and ask them any questions that you might have about coffee. Like, if you want to know something about their process, they are very forthcoming and extremely helpful. Speaking of friendly people who are hilarious and enjoy answering questions about their product, by all means, ask them any earnest questions you have about coffee, and then get coffee and enjoy it and feel like the world is a little easier and a little better.
But James, money's been a little tight for me.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been for me too. So I like to use a promo code.
Ooh.
When I purchase things from TrueStoneCoffee.com,
yes.
I like to use the promo code
Apropos.
Yes, but it's spelled apropos.
Oh.
And I get 10% off of all of the the different
10%?
10 whole percent.
So like, if I ordered $10 worth of stuff, I would only have to pay $9?
Correct. And if you order $100, you get $10 off.
So I'd only pay $90.
Correct.
Ooh.
It is a fantastic deal because you, our listeners, are fantastic people. And we want you to have fantastic coffee so that you may have a fantastic day.
Mm.
But are there any harmful side effects?
Wanting more True Stone is not a harmful side effect.
What if I already have a pre-existing condition?
If that pre-existing condition is that you are sometimes sleepy, this will help.
But at my age, it's so hard to get insurance. Is there a physical?
Only if you ask really nicely.
There is a physical effect of drinking coffee, and oh, it is delivered directly to your door.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But James, my credit isn't very good. Will I still be able to get True Stone coffee?
Yes, you will, because you can purchase it with regular dollars that you already have. It is compatible with existing American monies.
How do I know that True Stone is right for me?
Ask your doctor. Salsa.
Salsa? Is True Stone right for me?
Yes.
Okay. That's good, because I've been drinking it for years.
If you or a family member have mesothelioma...
Oh, God. What the hell?
The cord is going to take a little while. You might as well have some coffee while you wait.
If you have an erection for more than 4 hours...
Congratulations.
then we're... Coffee is the least of your worries.
Also, call me.
Buzzing.
Mm. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that was real weird.
All right. Yeah.
Weird or
sometimes
amazing?
Sometimes I feel like we should script these things out. And sometimes I feel like we should script these things out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
But if it was scripted, I wouldn't be able to see the dawning realization on James's face when he figured out what I was doing.
It was delightful.
I, too, have stayed home from school and watched daytime television. What if it's my money and I need coffee now? Shit. All right.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Hey, you guys got any kudos?
I do.
Yeah?
The fucking circus!
I knew it! I was going to put money
It's the fucking circus, guys. Like, seriously, it's the circus!
Mm-hmm.
Go to the circus! The circus is fucking amazing!
Oh, yeah.
Like,
like, that is their business.
Literally, their job is to be amazing.
Uh-huh.
Go to the fucking circus!
Yeah.
Like, they're all over the place. All you gotta do is... like, look for them, and I'm sure there's going to be a circus sometime during the summer months within hours drive of you. I fucking guarantee it.
Mm.
That's a thing. Go to the circus. Because it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's fair. James?
I would like to give kudos to podcasts, especially other podcasts, because we're
terrible. I see
terrible.
Where I rank. I mean, that's accurate.
Right. So the... you were a patron this weekend. But I was a patron of the arts. I was listening to podcasts and enjoying, especially like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is one of my personal favorites. It's a lot easier to pick those than it is to pick music when you have a bunch of people in the car. And the nice thing is, like on a severely long drive, like I had when I was going camping up in Grand Marais, couple of podcast episodes later and you are already there. So we listened to a bunch of different podcasts, but one of them that I'd like to mention is Escape Pod. The Escape Podcast Network. It's the science fiction arm of their thing, adventure They also have Pseudopod, which is like a horror and cosmic horror podcast, which is also very good. But okay. Escape Pod is usually pretty family friendly, and I have had a wonderful time listening to those. And the other, like, we were swapping podcasts as we drove up there, and the other two people riding with me were surprised by the quality of this podcast.
Okay.
And I was really pleased because we left to go get food, something like that. And I was like, okay, if somebody else wants, they can put a... We were in the middle of a story when we got out to go in. And then when we came back, I was like, all right, if somebody else wants to... And they were like, no, we want to hear how this ends.
Right.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, it was very satisfying. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So thank you to... Other
actually
podcasts
entertaining
and,
podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I hope that our podcast does a similar thing for other people. I enjoy listening to our podcast, but that's because I...
Narcissist.
Yes.
That's fair.
Yeah. So.
I do, in fact, listen to our podcast every once in a while.
Yeah.
I call it a quality check.
Well, as the owner, you have to make sure that we're churning out.
Sometimes
only
I run my own QA.
The best Drek.
God, so Drekky.
So,
okay. I have kudos for libraries. I've been looking at my. So I have my project management professional certificate, which is a bitch and a half to get.
Your and pimp slap?
Yeah, my pimp cert. but it's a bitch and a half to get. And then you also have to maintain continuing education stuff for it. So, like, I realized I've got less than a year to make up a bunch of credits that I haven't really been keeping up on. And I was chatting with another project manager the other day, and they're like, oh... You can go to the library and you get access to a specific website where you can take a bunch of webinar things for these credits for free.
Oh, awesome.
And I was like, fuck yeah. So I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to do that. And then I have a pro tip for everyone that I found today. If you like audiobooks. You get a library card, and you download the Overdrive app, and you can listen to pretty much any library audiobook for free.
Hot damn.
So instead of going out and buying things, they have apparently a very similar selection to Audible.
Okay.
And yeah, so that is the Overdrive app. I personally am not an audiobook person. I have problems maintaining focus. But yeah. With the library, you don't actually have to go over there and physically check out the books. You can download them and listen to them on your app via your library card, and it's pretty amazing. So, so yeah, libraries providing free services in education.
Yeah. Also, they're just... good.
They're just nice places to go visit sometimes too. Like it's a great like book meditation spot, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it.
You don't even have to be reading, you can just book meditate.
That is one of the things that I insist on for like whatever house I end up getting when I'm an adult, is that I need to have a library.
Sure.
So
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Good. Good one.
Hey, thank you. So, yeah, those are kudos. Those are shout-outs.
Very good.
Did I mention the circus?
You may have. Salsa, honey, are you excited about the circus?
Oh, God, that was adorable. Aww.
Aww. Oh, the light in his eyes. Yeah. Oh.
My son. Asher, what was your favorite part? The lion. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Hey, Salsa, what?
How about a circus?
Okay, I'm in. Circus. Let's do this.
How about a Fast Five?
Fast five. Circus!
Okay, if the subject has anything to do with fucking circuses, that's it.
I'm going to wet myself.
The show is done.
Yeah.
We've reached peak.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
We've finally attained. That's,
we are now apropos of something, and...
We don't know what that something is.
Yeah, then what?
Hey, so for those that are not familiar, what a Fast Five is you. That's right, you, the dear listener, sends us two messages. The first one contains nothing but five choices. We do not know what these choices mean. We only know that we have to choose one. It is only after we have made all of our choices that we open up the second message and find out what the context for those choices is. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Stefan!
Senpai!
Yay, Stefan!
Yep. He's a guy that we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. He's cool.
Indeed. Stefan's question number one is Twizzlers or Red Vines?
Twizzlers. Son of a bitch. I love them both, but I know this is a highly contentious thing.
I'm going to go with Twizzlers.
Okay.
Because Red Vines are a little drier. Like, Red Vines are a little more lush.
Twizzlers make for much better straws.
You know,
and honestly, a Twizzler and a Dr. Pepper, pretty fucking amazing.
I see. It's difficult for me to choose. The place where I had the largest bulk of Red Vines was a work environment, which means that they were very comforting there. The place where I've had the most Twizzlers.
Also,
was...
your manager would fucking stab anyone who said Twizzlers were better than Red
Vines. Correct. but my memory of Twizzlers is of eating them in the green room, because those are, in general, pretty costume safe.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, wolfing down Twizzlers in the green room in the college theater, I have to say I have better memories attached to Twizzlers.
Twizzlers for life, motherfuckers. I don't care that much, but I do like Twizzlers.
I'll eat both, but yeah, Twizzlers. Uh-huh. Question number two.
Yes.
In...
sorry.
In
okay.
or over?
Mm. Huh.
Oh, God.
Huh. I don't know. Mm. Maybe this is like a...
Yeah,
like an eggs and bacon thing, or like, do you prefer to have your bacon in with your eggs, or laid over? I don't know.
Come in or come over?
Those are both good options.
Push in or push over?
You're a pushover.
It's better than being a push-in?
Income or overcome?
I don't want to kink shame.
I'm going to say in. I just like in. I like it in.
I'm going over.
You had a date like that once?
Yeah, I did.
I think I am going to go in. Drive-in. Drive-in movies and drive-in... restaurants and things like that. I have a certain like weird nostalgia for. So,
okay, question number three.
Yeah.
Manual or automatic?
Manual.
Automatic.
Fucking stick shift all day.
Manual.
I was told that I would love a manual because I would have a sense of control over it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too many things. Oh. I like having my hands available for other things.
Yeah, a day like that once.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, straight up automatic.
Question number four, power or gator?
Which aid do you prefer?
I'm guessing.
Power.
I prefer Powerade. I used to drink that stuff by the gallon.
Honestly, hold a gun to my head, I wouldn't be able to tell you the difference in a blind taste test.
The weird thing is I can.
Yeah, Gatorade.
I do know the difference.
Number one, Gatorade tastes just slightly more watery to me. And just isn't as, yeah, I guess there's, I feel like Powerade has a slight richness factor going for it.
Yeah.
And I don't like the taste of water, so...
I don't drink enough of either to have developed this.
Powerade tends to have more of like a sour... Like they have a good... Like I loved sour candies and hot candies when I was in high school, so that was part of the reason that I loved Powerade was that it has like a tartness to it that Gatorade just tastes like sugar to me. It,
yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I'm going with Gator.
All right.
It's the original.
That is fair.
It's wrong, but it's fair.
See somebody like lift up a cooler full of Powerade bottles and throw that on their couch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, usually I use Mio, so...
Just like a thousand...
Well, no. I mean, it works really well. You do two squeezes for a certain amount of water, and yeah.
She had a day like that once.
Yeah.
Question number five. John's or Bell?
Taco Bell.
Shit.
No. Fuck. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Love Taco John's.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, if Jess and I are just kind of in a funk, or we're like, everything's just kind of meh, or if we happen by one, that nothing brightens the day like, hey, Jessa, taco 12-pack. And then, so we get 12 soft shells without cheese.
Yeah.
And we have a competition to see who can eat more. Because you have to go faster than the other person to eat more. We usually end up about the same. It's like six apiece. But, yeah, I have very specific associations. So I'm going taco.
I know, well, taco is not what a choice is.
Well, or Bell Taco or, Bell.
Okay. I know for a fact that my wife would go with Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with John's.
Whoa.
Because Taco John's has the six-pack and a pound.
I was going to say six-pack and a pound.
And the six-pack and a pound is pretty great.
That's so fucking amazing.
I got through a lot of show choir rehearsals on a six-pack and a pound.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Well, and as a college student who needed thousands of calories and wasn't sure when his next meal would be coming...
Yeah.
Six pack and a pound was fucking amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with that. Cool. Yeah.
That's fair.
Also, I saw a graphic today. It was something like a tweet from Danny Trejo, apparently, whether it's correctly attributed or not. And it was like, Taco Tuesday is shameful. We should stop celebrating Taco Tuesday. We should encourage our children to know that every day is acceptable for tacos, right?
Yeah.
I still someday want the taco truck on every corner.
Yeah, fucking right.
What a lot. My gentleman friend lives over in the Powderhorn Park area.
Yeah.
And there literally is a taco truck on his corner. It's pretty amazing.
That was one of my favorite things about summer recordings with the Awfulcopter was that we would, when we did our mid break, we would walk two or three blocks down to a local taco truck and then cram freshly made tacos directly into our face and then get back to recording. So, yeah.
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 Delightful.
All right.
Yeah.
Opening up the second email. Let me get the context. And Twizzlers or Red Vines. Well done, Jenna.
Better straw?
Which makes the better Dr. Pepper straw?
Yes! Fucking nailed that shit, yo.
Yes. Twizzlers.
It is totally Twizzlers. All right. Twizzlers all God, day, all
man,
the way.
Man, Stefan knows us.
I will do either or both at the same time. I will put one into the other.
I mean,
get.
That's also fair.
Okay. Question number two. In or over, which headphone style do you prefer? Earbuds or cans?
Over.
In.
I cannot. I have like any kind of pressure up against the top of my ears.
Mm.
It instantly causes headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, this is
so
I can't stand the big things on the side of my face. They push into my jawbone.
Oh, sure.
Mm. And I hate that, so I just...
The cupping around, actually, And yeah, it doesn't really push in as much, but it's the up against the ear.
Mm.
Like, I can't handle it. I get almost instant swimmer's ear. It's weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh. No,
it's pretty fucked up.
I tend to prefer the over-the-ear style, but I have just gotten a new set of earphones about a month ago that are bone conduction.
So oh, yeah.
They leave my ears open. Mm-hmm. But that is occasionally a problem. As much as I love my work wife so much, but that man chews ice. And oh. I, yeah, in that, an otherwise completely silent office, I need
yeah, to block
put
that.
In
yeah.
earplug style earphones. So I have to say, I'll go earplug. Canceling yeah, because yeah. I become overwhelmed with sound pretty quickly. So
yeah,
yeah those.
Question number three. Manual or automatic?
Yeah.
If you lost use of your hands,
uh-huh.
What sort of help would you want so you could masturbate?
Hmm. Okay, so like somebody offering to do it manually or...
Like a vibrator.
Or somebody machine. Giving you a machine that would do it.
I feel like I would... prefer manual, but that would be like a treat.
Right. I mean, there's definitely that. I wouldn't want, this is going to sound awful. I wouldn't want to take up too much of somebody's time.
I know exactly what you mean.
Like I would have a guilt complex of, Hey, can you come over and diddle me? Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like if there was an automatic way of doing it, such as a vibrator, yeah. just,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I feel right. like automatic 90% of the time, but then yeah. on like your birthday.
Yeah, or if somebody's mm-hmm. like just straight up offering, I'm not right. going to turn them down. Well, depends on who, but you know, all other things being, you know,
I feel like
equally favorable. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I think manual would be preferable, but automatic would be practical.
Something right. bad happening to my hands is like a massive fear of mine, and sex is part of that.
Oh.
So, like, this whole question fucking makes me feel not
James was written
terrified.
For you.
Yeah.
James
right.
is terrified.
But I still have a mouth. Like, I can reciprocate. So, yeah. manual.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I can share and share alike.
But yeah. this specifically says so you could masturbate.
Right.
Okay.
And I mean, but then after that's happened, then...
Or
I,
before.
I can
okay.
do yeah. that thing, yeah. Or before.
Question.
Or surrounding.
Mm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Question number four.
Mm-hmm.
Power or Gator. Which allegedly rehydrating aid beverage
mm-hmm.
do you like better?
Yeah, Powerade.
Yep, Powerade.
I think we've all yeah. answered that one. Question number five. John's or Bell, which taco joint is better?
Yep.
Like, objectively better, probably Taco John's. But, like, nostalgia-wise, better or better as my personal matter of opinion based on various factors, mm-hmm. Taco Bell. I just have delightful memories for it.
Yeah. Like, neither of them are authentic.
No, no, but I think, it's very much a...
But which...
that was not the question.
No, it isn't.
Nor should it have been. Mm.
I feel like you get more of the creative variety of drunk food at Taco Bell.
Whoa, yeah, you do. That is a very good yeah. point.
You get the more creative, like, nacho holy shells, shit. And you get the weird
the
shit.
The double-decker.
The weird shit you get at,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
at Taco Bell. But Taco John's, you get what they do
really,
really well.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I gotta go with Taco John's.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sticking to Taco Bell, but I don't disagree with your argument.
What I will say is that you do. There was a time when we were first working together
mm-hmm.
at our first job together, Salsa, where the restaurants in the area were fairly limited.
Yeah.
And especially at the hours that I was working,
mm-hmm.
and if I wanted to get food, wolf it down, and get back to work on time, and also have a variety.
Yeah.
I could hit Taco Bell 5 times that week and get a different meal every time, which I don't think I could do at Taco John's.
Mm,
I could get fair. Different food,
mm-hmm.
but it's all the kind of the same.
But the question wasn't variety.
So I would say, well, no, but I would say because of the variety that is available, I would have to go with, well, no, I have to go with Taco John's because they don't put guacamole in everything.
I think Taco Bell has the bigger variety of the weird shit, but because of that, their quality suffers a little.
That's fair.
That's what
I mean, neither of them is really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was sober, Taco John's, and if I'm drunk, Taco Bell.
Hmm. I mean, sure.
I mean, ultimately, there's Taqueria Los Ocampos and Taqueria Los Paisanos in St. Paul. And
well, and I mean, there's Rusty Taco, and if you're going to talk about good taco places, they're fucking all over the place.
But Taco
We're talking about these two.
Taco Cat is good.
So,
yeah.
All right. Did you know it's spelled the same forwards as backward?
Like race car.
Yeah. That's called a palindrome, kids. Fuck.
Those were good questions, Stefan.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa at aonpodcast.com. The first one, please include nothing but the five choices, and the second one, repeat your choices and include the context so we don't have to jump back and forth between emails. If you send in more than one Fast Five, please give them different names so Chrome does not thread them together, and make sure you label them the questions and the context emails clearly. If you somehow get us a physical copy, or if you bribe us with booze or other things, then
like
yours
booze.
Will get jumped to the top of the list. And if you've never sent in one ever before in the past, also top of the list.
Oh yes.
And we have a couple more weeks left, but otherwise, you, if you're sitting on some and don't know if they're good enough, fuck that, they're good enough, send them in.
Better than what I can do.
Yeah, we just talked for like half an hour about tacos.
I know. It's not rocket surgery. Anything we need to plug?
James, you go first.
Okay. This coming Friday, the 27th, is Vilification Tennis in space. And I will be in attendance. I'm super looking forward to this show. So, I hope to see everybody there. And then in early August, fucking Fringe.
Yep.
And I'm in deep in the 100 Acre Wood, a murder mystery poo done it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Oh, bother.
All right.
Yes, well. Actually.
Oh, that's an old one. Okay. Anyway, I was looking up Fringe Orphans, which is the one show that I am doing this year.
Still don't know what's wrong.
No, it's weird. I've got other things going on in my life. Sometimes I balance.
James, how much you want to bet that before Fringe begins, she'll somehow land herself a second show?
Well, here's the thing, is that Fringe Orphans is a collection of very tiny shows.
I know.
So technically, although she has signed one show...
I'm only in one thing for the one show.
But it is
that
not,
show is multiple shows.
No, but it is still one show. But it is not unheard of for Jenna at last minute to suddenly land herself.
Last minute since it opens in a little over a week.
Also true. we would be cutting it quick. But it is not unheard of for you to suddenly somehow find yourself.
No, I did find myself in the middle of a show mid-run one year.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Fringe Orphans opens Thursday, August 2nd at 8:30 p.m. We've also got Sunday the 5th at 7, Monday the 6th at 5:30, Friday the 10th at 8:30. Ooh, that's going to be a popular one. And Saturday the 11th at 10. Those are actually really good slots overall. And all of that is at Theater in the Round. You get to see a wide variety of things this year, you guys. It's pretty impressive. And maybe some clowning.
That sounds fucking awesome.
There might be some clowning.
Yeah. I noticed also that you said queso, but his name is Salsa.
What?
Just don't. Don't acknowledge it. Don't look him in the eye.
Just shut this down, Salsa. We're done.
I know.
So, Pooh Done It is officially a Fearless Comedy Productions show that will be Fringe Festival. That will be at the Minsky Theater. That will be the 8th at 7 p.m., the or I'm sorry, the 8 is the month, not the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
The 4th at 7 p.m., the 5th at 1 p.m., the 9th at 8:30 p.m., the 11th at 1 p.m., and the 12th at 5:30 p.m.
Oh, yes.
Fearless also has a show that we are sponsoring. And the sponsored show is Next the Musical, a sidekick story created by Angela Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely talented.
Yep, written by Angela and Tim Wick and directed by Jason Kruger. That is going to be the third. Oh, sorry, that is at Augsburg Studio. And that will be the 3rd at 8:30 p.m., the 5th at 2:30, the 7th at 5:30, the 10th at 7, and the 12th at 1. Those also should be pretty awesome. I don't have anything to mention except go to the circus.
Yay, circus!
Anything else? Final thoughts. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, eat the fucking cake. I love you. Bye.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Cha, 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 cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.